You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Cory.
Hey!
Hello!
How's it going?
Freaking great! How about yourself?
Good. Fantastic.
Are you all right?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
So how's everyone doing? Seems like Trevor's doing well. Cummy tummy time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So start off just like every other episode, because that's how we roll.
This is how we roll.
Tonight, Oktoberfest by Sierra Nevada. I think it's reversed. Is it reversed on yours, too?
I have no idea.
It looks reversed on mine. So happy Saturday night, everyone. Happy Saturday night.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
The one good thing about this Sierra Nevada.
Absolutely.
Beer. You know, most beers, they don't come with a warning. You just gotta... You go and twist it off the bottle top.
Yep.
The cap.
Yeah, the bottle cap.
and you grind your hand on it.
Tear the shit out of your hand.
But meanwhile, this beer, it is clearly stated on top. You probably can't see it because I'm not holding it anywhere close to the screen or the camera. It says, use bottle opener.
I have never once in my life seen that before on a beer bottle. Use bottle opener.
I give them credit for that.
Yeah. I'm an instant fan because of that.
Yep.
Yeah. Kudos to them. Kudos to Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada.
Sierra.
Which in military alphabet, that's SN.
Yes, it is. Very good.
Means nothing, but whatever.
Yeah. SN, yeah.
Is Nevada N?
Yeah.
All right.
I think N is in the Nevada military. So anyways, how is everyone's weekend going? Anything new going on? Obviously, if you have any messages or anything you want to text us, feel free. You see the number down at the bottom of the screen there. Just in case you forget, the number is 603-664-4060. So feel free to text message us. Anything you like, any funny stories, any picture messages.
I got one person already. I got Trevor sending me pictures of dabs that he's smoking.
Nice. I gotta see this. Damn. Got a friggin' torch in there. So, yeah. So what's new?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Work. In the words of Rihanna, work. Shava shava shut.
It's been kind of a weird week this week, I think.
I know. I came over to your house Wednesday night for Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Only for MLB fake playoffs to be on.
Yeah.
Or fake World Series.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Kind of disappointing.
It kind of was.
Nothing like two men getting disappointed because baseball's on over Masked Singer.
I know. That's crazy.
Last week, we were telling a story about kind of my shyness.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple of stories just from today alone. I'm at work today because I work today. I was at work at
I was five I work this today. Morning. I was at work today. Yep. Your work.
Yep. I'm trying my best to be Rihanna. How am I doing?
you're nailing it.
Chris Brown, I need you to kick my ass.
Yeah. Oh shit. Look out. Low blow. Oh.
So I'm on my first break, I think it was. Yeah, it was my first break. And I'm coming back, and I'm heading to my locker, and there's this hot chick standing there and at her locker. She can't get it open. And I heard her say something, but me, I'm just, you know, she's hot. She ain't talking to me. Then all of a sudden, the security girl yells at me. She knows how I am. So she goes, Cory, can you open her locker for her? And I'm just like, yeah. So I go over to her. I'm just like, hey, can I get your number? And I'm for your combination.
Dude, you should.
And
you should have done it right then and there. That was your time. You should have left that blank.
I'm sorry, but when I see a big diamond, I know that's not anything official, but when I see a big diamond on her finger, I'm. Nope.
You know.
But so I open up her locker for her. And yeah, then she goes on. She goes, thank you so much. There was no. Afterwards, I'm walking back through security to go to work, and the security guard is, Corey, your face is red. I was like, yeah, no shit.
Corey. You know,
that's how I always am.
It is. It's a perfect example. We're at the groceries. We go to the grocery store tonight.
This is story number two.
Yep. We go to the grocery store tonight, and there's this particular female at the grocery store that Corey thinks is gorgeous. He's like, gorgeous. And I'm pretty sure you wanted to get her on...
these nuts.
But anyways...
Not those nuts, these nuts.
But no, he thinks she's gorgeous, right? And we're walking in the store, and he's like, I haven't seen so-and-so for a while. I'm like, oh, I saw her last time I was here, you know?
Yep.
As soon we literally walk into the door.
Yep.
And as soon as we walk in, standing right there, walking towards us.
Yep.
Is her.
Yep.
She didn't even talk to Corey. And
nope.
The second he sees her, he just turns bright red. Like literally yep. As red as his background.
But tell him what you did.
So was this one where I pointed at her? Is that the?
Yeah, I think that's what really made me turn red.
So I turn and I'm like, Corey, is that the one you like? You know, and I point right at her.
Yep.
And he's looking at me. He's like, fuck you.
I knew as soon as I saw her, only thought going through my head was, oh, fuck, he's going to do something.
Absolutely, because that's how we roll, you know?
I roll downhill.
That is true.
Yeah.
I got rolls.
Yeah. I got jelly rolls.
And we also determined, I'll go back to that, what we determined about six packs and kegs. And so we get up to the register, right? And I know the person working at the register.
Percocet.
I know the Percocet working at the register. The person working at the register. And I go up to him like, hey.
Her.
You know, did I say him?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So I go up to her, the person working at the register. I'm like, hey, you know so-and-so? She's like, yeah. I'm like, duh. He totally thinks that she's hot.
He totally digs her.
Yep, he digs her. You know, and she's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah.
She just goes, how old are you? 27?
Yep, 27.
Yeah, all right.
She's like, yeah, that could work. Of course.
Come fill jelly rolls.
Yep. So we you know, he's like, well, she goes, she's working tomorrow night. She's closing. We're like, perfect. I know where we're going to be. This is going to be great. Nope. We are going. We have to go grocery shopping for dinner tomorrow night.
I need to go grocery shopping for my apartment.
Okay. Well, we're going grocery shopping tomorrow
night.
Why
do you need to go grocery shopping with me tomorrow for my apartment?
It's just the right thing to do. You know, I think it's the right thing to do. And so when we go there, you know, we'll see how it goes. And
it'll be me hiding in the corner.
Probably.
All bright red.
Yeah, probably.
And I'll never be able to step foot into that grocery store anymore.
I have faith in you.
Don't.
Oh, I totally have faith in you.
But you gotta have faith.
Oh, you know we're gonna get flagged for just singing that little bit.
No, we're shitty.
Yeah, I know. It's not good enough to be considered, you know, anything.
Love you, YouTube.
But, we'll have to go shopping tomorrow night. The other thing we determined,
hell yeah.
We're leaving the grocery store and we're talking about, like, you know, our sexy bodies.
Squishy.
Yep, squishy, squishy. And one of the things we were talking about was like if you... Yeah, that store is not important, Trevor. Not important. Store is not important. And we're talking about bodies, like, you know... And you have these girls who, like, they do these different, like, surveys live, like, you know, at the beach and stuff. Yep. And they ask them, you know, what kind of body types they prefer. And believe it or not, the dad bod is now the more, I guess, attractive to women is the dad bod over a six pack.
I have yet to see that proven true.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit. But so we're leaving the store and we're like, you know, if you go to a party, when you show up at the party, if you're holding a six pack over your head, right? Do people cheer? Do people like, hey, you brought beer, you know? Do they ever do that?
No, they go, where's the rest?
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck is that?
Where's the fucking rest, huh?
You know, fucking six pack? Right. Cheap motherfucker.
But meanwhile, you walk in with a keg, you know, dragging it because those fucking things are heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's just like, hey!
Yeah.
You know, we fucking love you.
Yeah, exactly. So we determined that it is much better to have a keg.
Absolutely.
That's why our bodies are like kegs.
I have a six pack. I just love it so much, I choose to protect it with a layer of fat.
Called a keg.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
It works. I'm going with it. I'm definitely going with that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you figure, you have these people who spend, you know, every day, an hour or two a day, for 5 years, going to the gym to have these rock-hard bodies. I've been working on my body for a hell of a lot more time than they've been working on theirs. So they can fuck themselves. You know?
They probably do every time I look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. So Trevor has a six-pack on his arm. Does he have a tattoo of a six-pack?
I don't think so.
Why do you have a six-pack on your arm? Explain that to us.
Probably because he jerks off so much.
I can see that. Yeah, I picture that.
But also... What is the best part of a muffin?
The top.
Thank you.
It's always the top.
Thank you.
When you go to a... Yeah, that's a great point. When you go to a bakery and you buy muffins, if you buy a muffin and you want to eat just half of the muffin, do you rip off the bottom and eat the bottom part?
No.
You eat the top. It's Fuck all yes. about the muffin top.
Fuck yeah.
The muffin top is the most delicious part of the muffin. And
also cinnamon rolls.
That's right. Cinnamon rolls. Everything good.
Fucking delicious.
Everything delicious in life goes around rolls, tops, you know?
Yep.
Kegs.
Kegs.
It's just, that's the way life should be.
Come on now.
You know? So if you look at all that stuff, we are fucking sexy.
Fuck yeah.
You know? We are on the cover of Man Vogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes sense to me. I mean, does it make sense to you? You?
Absolutely.
I do too. So what do you say? Are you saying that you like to pick around the tummy of I'm not going there.
Ignore that one.
Yeah, yeah, I am not going there. So
for the people that just listened to this, we have YouTube.
Yes. Up
as we broadcast live, and that's even worse.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
So we're looking at the comments.
We're reading the comments, and yeah, yeah.
So let's see here.
Just so people don't get confused.
So I thought of this great idea earlier. Beer. What? Beer?
Beer.
Oh, beer. Beer is always a great idea. We have another type of beer, too, which will break out before the end of this. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pop it. Hey, speaking of beer.
Yeah, that's right. So.
What a segue.
Exactly. I decided to look up.
More.
Well, in between that.
Oh.
In between scenes of that.
Hello, Hannah Hayes.
Funny, hey.
We're waiting for you.
We looked up names, marriage, funny marriage names. So there's some good ones in here. And of course, after talking about beer, the very first marriage name. So this is like the maiden name of the female and the guy's last name. So when they put them in the newspaper, they put in the, you know, Jones Smith, you know, wedding. Like they just put their last names, Jones Smith. And then you read the article, it goes on about how they're getting married and blah, blah, blah. So we figure we look it up. The very first name combination is Crap Beer. Crap Beer.
Does not sound like a beer I'd want to try.
No, it doesn't. And I kind of like it, though.
It sounds awesome, but it's still not a beer I'd want to drink, and I love beer.
No, I mean, I may try it, you know. We've had crap beer before.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Especially the IPA from that local restaurant.
I wonder if, you know what, I got to find a way. Hold on, there's got to be a way to make this so I can put it up on the screen, too. You promise? How do I do this? Oh, wait, here we go. Yep, here we go. I don't know how to make it.
You can make it bigger.
Oh, wait. That's how. Did I?
Oh, I don't want to get copyrighted.
I don't think we will on this.
I was doing the Jeopardy theme song.
Oh, true. All right, so I'm going to pull this up. Let's see here. So there it is. We have the crap beer.
Crap beer.
Wedding. I think. So you have Dennis and Esther Crap of Lancaster would like to announce the engagement. So the crap beer wedding.
Hell yeah. That sounds like a wedding I'd want to be a part of.
This one's great.
Oh, I love that. Oh, shit.
The filler quick wedding.
Hell yeah.
Filler quick wedding.
Hell yeah. Filler quick.
Yep. That is awesome right there.
Wait, who the hell is Tur? Huh? Tur quick?
What?
Francine, oh, P. No. Filler, and
it's probably Terry or something. They cut it out and they put just a portion of it.
All right.
So yeah. All right. So we have the filler quick wedding.
Betty filler quick after the wedding.
Based on the picture, I'd say yeah.
That dude got some. He must be rich. I mean, look at that.
He's got to be rich. Like, she's not bad looking, and yeah. Well, we'll just let that be. All right, here we go. Look at this lovely couple right here. They look nice and happy.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's the Cockman-Dickman wedding.
Oh, shit. Hell yes.
It's a nice, happy couple. The Cockman-Dickman wedding. Like,
Dr. and Mrs.
Yeah, Dr. Dickman. That is Dr. Dickman.
Paging Dr. Faggot.
That is such a great movie. We got to watch that again. No, we are not homophobes at all. We have a lot of gay friends. It's just,
yes.
It's the line from The Hangover. Dr. and Mrs. Donald Dickman. Double D's.
Hell yeah. Double D's nuts.
But the Cockman Dickman wedding. That is, can you imagine the... I couldn't imagine, like...
Imagine going to school and having that...
Oh, my God. You know she got picked on.
Or no, just like their child. If they hyphenated their last names. Oh, can I get a...
Richard Cockman Dickman.
Or a Harry Cockman Dickman.
Yeah. Harry Cockman Dickman. Oh, God. All right. So here we go. Engagements, right? We have... Oh, look at this nice, happy couple. Right? Aww. Look at, they're in love. They're in front of the ocean.
Aww, it's
So yeah, pretty. She doesn't look as happy. He looks like he's like, I can't believe she's actually hugging me. She looks like, what the fuck did I get myself into? So, but in front of the ocean, she's probably thinking about ways to drown him.
His money is not worth the micropenis.
Right? Exactly. Stroker Daily.
No, that's Stoker.
Oh, Stoker. Damn it. I thought it said Stroker.
I thought it said Stroker at first, too.
Yes, he did, Trevor. Yes, he did.
I'm not going to lie.
That one's not as
funny as Cockman Dickman.
I wish it was Stroker Daily.
Right. That would have been fucking hilarious. Stroker Daily. All right.
Just so you know, I have not looked at these before now. So the first time I'm looking at these are right now live. So this is, I don't even know what to expect for these names. There's a couple. Let's see. They look like high school sweethearts.
Does he have a perm?
I think he might. He might. I don't know if she looks scared or happy.
Scared.
Yeah. It kind of looks scared.
Her mouth is kind of saying, oh, look happy, but her eyes are saying,
get me out of here.
Help me.
Yeah. So let's see this engagement name. Oh, little gay.
Just a little gay.
Just a little gay. Not fully gay. Just a little gay.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Yeah. It's like, just a wee bit.
It's like just a tip.
Yeah, just a tip.
So the little gay.
Just a little gay.
It's a little gay wedding.
The little gay wedding. They didn't have rainbows all over it and everything. They just had a little gay stuff.
Oh my god, that is awesome.
Later that night, it was followed up by anal sex.
The little gay wedding, little gay engagement. It's a little gay.
Just a little.
Their engagement's a little gay. I mean, do these people try to find each other with those last names?
Very well, could have been.
Little Dickman. That would have been great.
Hell yes.
That would have been awesome. That wedding is going to smell like lube and shit. That's what Trevor said.
Smells like lube and shit. Yep.
All right, let's see. Oh, God.
Oh, no. That is a Vermont wedding right there. Yeah.
The drilling cousin wedding.
That is a Vermont wedding. Wisconsin,
you know,
Kansas, or Kentucky, Texas.
That is awesome.
I love everybody in those states.
Yep. Drilling cousin.
Drilling cousin wedding. Holy shit. Susie Drilling and Joe Cousin.
Yep. Oh, God. This is freaking awesome. The Drilling Cousin Wedding.
Down, down, ding, ding, down, 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 down.
Oh, shit.
Actually, this reminds me of something that I told my boss at work the other day. He was on one of the the big, like the one of the freaking power industrial equipment machines.
Yeah.
And we have stop signs in the warehouse that they're supposed to stop at.
Yeah.
He did a rolling stop. And of course, where I work is in Massachusetts. And I yelled at him. I'm just like, hey, what you just did there, that was a Massachusetts rolling stop. What I want you to do is a Vermont, oh shit, my cousin's naked stop.
Feeling rubber. Right, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Drilling, that is just like, that is awesome. The drilling cousin wedding.
Come on, Trevor.
You know?
Say something about that one, too.
Drilling cousin wedding. Oh, shit, I find that just way too funny.
They had the family reunion and the wedding all at the same time.
Oh, this is bad.
We could spend all night on this.
We could. Oh, God. Oh, my God, look at Filler upstanding.
Oh,
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Yep.
I can't even say it.
The filler up standing wedding.
I can't. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Trying to get it back together.
That dude looks like he's picking her up while they have sex, and then he is filling her up.
Oh my
standing.
God. I can't. My eyes are watering. Holy shit.
Holy crap.
I gotta move on. I have to move on.
We're not that drunk.
No, we've only had like two beers.
Well, we've had more than two.
But
we had one at my apartment.
Yep.
Shout out to Dwayne the Rock Johnson for the best tequila that I have ever had in my life. Terramana tequila, hands down, the best.
It is really delicious. It's really smooth.
If the great one, the People's Champ, is watching this, holy fuck, that is amazing.
Yep, that would be awesome.
That would be. I know he's probably not.
I'm going to have to tag him in it.
Fuck yes.
You know, let's tag him on it. Which one do you have? You have the Blanco one.
I got the Blanco.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the
smoothest tequila I've ever had.
It really is. So, yeah, they have the two... The two types. What was it? The Blanco and the.
Yeah, Blanco and.
It's the gold.
Rosado.
Yeah,
Rosado.
No.
Rosé.
No, it's not rosé. Rosé's red.
You're fucking. I was red at the store earlier.
It was like the golden one. It was showers.
Golden showers. Yeah, I'm sure. My mom would love. No, never mind.
Your mom would love a golden shower. Wait, did you just say your mom
from the Rock?
Oh, just checking. So, I think it's the...
Reposado.
Yeah, Reposado.
Reposado.
That's right.
I knew it started with an R.
So.
We are.
E-S-T-R. Oh, there go more listeners, so. All right, so.
Your wife already told me earlier I was going to hell.
Yeah, she did. So, we have we're back to the filler-up standing wedding.
The filler-up standing wedding.
Oh my god!
I can never do that. Of course, the chicks that I've done,
you couldn't fill her up standing.
I can't lift them up.
True, true.
Especially the last.
Yeah, very true. So, all right, let's see the next.
You've got to be shitting me! You've got to be shitting me!
Oh my god!
These people had to find each other.
They have to.
There is no way there is a golden showers wedding.
We were just talking about golden showers.
We were just talking about golden showers.
So go. You have the.
Another unintentional segue.
They're from Willow Street, Pennsylvania. You know what's funny? We used to live right next to Willow Street.
Not me.
I didn't know the golden showers, though.
Fuck. If. Mike knew there was golden showers going on next door. He'd be right over there.
Fucking right. Yeah.
Who knows if he'd be getting them or giving them.
Oh.
He might be the best man in that.
Golden shower. Oh, my God.
Golden showers wedding.
The golden showers wedding. You can't go wrong with that.
No.
That is awesome.
Just a bunch of people standing around. Do you have asparagus?
Oh, my God. I can't.
I thought
with
it was
this.
Chicken. Why does it smell like fish?
Oh shit! These names. Oh, all right. Oh, look at this happy couple.
She does not look happy.
No, she doesn't.
She looks absolutely disgusted.
Yeah, she does. That is the trailer hooker wedding.
Trailer hooker. All right.
Trailer hooker. I like it. All right. I can get. I can
little trailer park action.
Yeah. Nothing like some trailer hookers. You know.
I bet they took part of the cousin drilling wedding.
Fucking right.
Or the drilling cousin, whatever it was.
Yeah. Holy shit. The trailer hooker wedding.
Probably took part of the cousin drilling wedding. It was filler and upstanding.
Filler upstanding and then the golden
shower right after.
Holy shit. I love this. I'm loving this.
Long wee wee.
The long wee wee wedding. We have the long wee wee wedding.
The long wee wee wedding.
Yeah, the long wee wee
wedding. Trevor doesn't know if he can top us tonight. I don't know what that means.
Oh, shit.
By the way, what is a long wee wee? I have no idea.
Here, let me show you. Look on the screen. fucking long wee wee wedding. Oh, my God.
Chuck and Diane Long.
Oh, shit. The long wee wee wedding. All right, let's move on to the next one. Bush rash.
Does that say bush rash?
Yep, the bush rash wedding. Oh, hooked up with a burner. Definitely hooked up with a burner. The bush rash wedding.
Hardy har. Probably what their reaction was to the best man speech. Hardy har.
Oh, shit. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, I love this.
This is good.
This is good. Yep. Let's see. What do we have next?
Best lay. That is the best lay wedding.
Yep, the best lay wedding.
Holy shit. Yeah. They're never getting divorced.
No, absolutely not. Why would they? That's the best lay.
That's the best lay. You will never get anything better than that one.
Oh, shit.
I mean, look at the way she's holding him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right by the shoulders. Fucking fill her up standing with some cummies.
Fucking right. Absolutely right. So Trevor says, oh, I can't find it. Trevor says that he uses the best lotion. And if I remember right, Trevor.
Jergens?
I use the best lotion. Remember the lotion I sent you about your mom?
Oh, hey, that's my mom too.
It was the skin firming Jergens. I can't show it on there. Skin firming Jergens lotion. All right, so we have the best lay wedding. That is awesome.
That is good.
Yes, it is. All right, next, filler quick.
Wait. We had that one already.
We did.
We had that one.
Yeah, we did. All right, let's see. What do we have? Oh.
Now this definitely looks like ding, 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 ding.
Yep. We're gonna go again.
I don't even know his name. I swear to God. If it's Frito Lay,
oh my God,
I will lose my. If it's Frito Lay,
oh shit,
I probably not.
Hey, does that look like Farva?
It does. It does.
Let's see. It is Butts McCracken. That is the Butts McCracken wedding. Oh, shit. I got to find these people. Some of these people I need to find. Like, I want to meet them.
I mean, from the looks of these pictures, they're from like fucking 20, 30 years ago.
I know. Do they even do wedding announcements anymore in a newspaper? Do they even have...
Do they have a newspaper anymore?
They do, but it's not very common. Like, it's... Yeah. That's weird. All right, here we go. Gross panty wedding.
The gross panty wedding. Yep. Yep. After the golden showers.
Mm-hmm.
The cousin drilling and...
Yep.
Fillering up standing.
Yep. Filler up standing. That's the gross panty wedding.
The gross panty.
Oh, my God. He looks thrilled.
Oh, absolutely he does.
Not, and she's not bad looking either. Like, you would think he would be like...
I mean, look at that smile that know? She's got on.
Yeah, she actually looks genuinely happy. She's decent looking.
Meanwhile, he's just sitting there like... He looks like a douchebag. She's just with me because it hangs down to my knee.
Yeah, exactly. Friggin' dick.
Lucky bastard.
All right, let's see. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, she's...
Oh, God. Ready for this one?
Oh, Jing Pao.
Wang holder. The Wang Holder wedding. Yep, Trevor agrees. He had a big dick. Yep, we have the Wang Holder wedding. That is awesome.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
It is.
I knew it was going to, like, this is going to sound racist, and by all means, it's not racist in any way, shape, or form, but I knew as soon as I saw Asian. Chinese, I don't
know. Oriental.
Yeah. I knew it was going to have something to do with a Wang.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that is perfect. The Wang Holder. And you notice, they can't do Holder Wang.
They could if you're Caitlyn Jenner.
That is true. Oh, shit. I got it. These names are killing
me. These nuts. These nuts.
Oh. Yeah. We're moving on. Oh, God. Right? Let's see. Go and get her.
Go and get her.
Jesus.
Hey, Corey, what do you think about that girl at that store? Oh, yeah, she's beautiful. Well, you better go and get her.
Yep, go and get her.
Because she's beautiful and she won't be single for long.
I mean, it kind of looks like he going to get her. It's like he's chasing her. Like, he going to get her.
If the ring can fit on your wang, that's fucking tiny.
Yeah, Trevor, if you're putting the ring on your wang.
That's fucking tiny.
Don't want no short dick, man.
That reminds me of that TikTok I saw. It has Cardi Small B's dick. WAP.
Yeah.
Because you know how in the, you probably don't know, but in her song WAP, she says, I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Yeah.
And there's a dude going, bitch, I drive a scooter.
Yep. I think he showed me that one too.
Probably.
Oh, God. Drink wine layer. Drink wine and layer. That could work.
I mean, if she's drinking the wine, I'll lay her anywhere she wants to be laid.
Absolutely. All right. Let's see this. Whoa. I don't know what to think of that picture.
That is definitely back in like the 1800s or something.
Let's see.
Cunt's dick. Cunt's dick.
That is the cunt's dick wedding. Yep, the cunt's dick wedding. Yep. You got to change your name. Like, if my last name was cunts or dick, I would have changed it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I would have legally changed my name.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa Renee Cunts and Gary Wayne Dick.
I thought you said Wang Dick.
Wayne Dick. Here's a couple. Oh, now that's a sexy couple right there.
Ding, 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 ding,
and McDonald Burger wedding.
McDonald Burger.
Yep, the McDonald Burger.
They look like they had a few McDonald Burgers.
Oh, yeah, the Hamburglar. Here we go. Looney Ward wedding.
Looney Ward, yep.
Whoa, that's 2005. That's actually...
Oh, that's probably the most recent one.
Yeah. Looney Ward.
That's it?
That's it. I actually may have some other ones because I pulled up another one here. So I'm going to have to see if I can find it. Let's see. Maybe. Fuck. Oh, here we go. Let's see. No. No, the one. Oh.
Me.
Let's see. I just pulled up another page. So,
Her titties.
I can't help it.
Beaver wedding. Beaver wetter wedding.
Yeah, the beaver wetter wedding. So we have...
Okay, I gotta tell a story.
We have the beaver wetter wedding.
I have to tell a story about a beaver.
Did Wynonna have a big brown beaver?
It's got... Anyways. Why am I...
I don't know.
Anyways. When I was younger, I went to my stepdad's sister ended up with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to do
now
something.
I feel like a dick for playing this.
She's better now.
Right.
But they wanted to do something nice for her during the summer, so they asked her something that she wanted to do. And she said she wanted to do a family trip to Santa's Village.
Yeah.
And we ended up going to Santa's Village, and she ended up playing a game, and she won us. she won a stuffed beaver. And
oh no!
Meanwhile, we're walking around the park. We're all having a good time. Then we stop to have a bite to eat.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's sitting there with her stuffed beaver in her hand. Friggin' my stepdad's nephew-in-law was sitting at the same table, and he's a funny guy.
Yeah,
like he's friggin' awesome. Next thing you know, my stepdad's sister is sitting there petting the beaver.
Oh god!
And she goes, "My beaver is so soft." Both me and him just start fucking cracking up. Because we both know that beaver is slang for vagina.
Vagina.
Meanwhile, everybody else is just looking at us like, what are you guys laughing at?
Oh, no.
Nobody had no idea.
No one knew?
No one had an idea what the hell we were laughing
oh,
at.
Oh, God.
She's just sitting there going, my petting, beaver is so soft.
She's sitting there petting her soft beaver. Hey, you know, a lot of people will probably do that at the carnival, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know.
Especially up top on the Ferris wheel, you know,
fuck
where no
yeah.
one can see you.
No, fuck
I,
yeah.
I don't have any experience with that.
Yeah, I bet. So, we have the beaver wetter. That really should have been the Wetter Beaver.
The Wetter Beaver,
yes. Yeah. That could be a good restaurant, Wetter Beaver.
Yes.
Strip club.
Fuck yeah, Gentleman's Club.
Oh yeah, Gentleman's Club.
No.
The Wetter Beaver.
No, that's definitely a strip club name.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tough.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Bush Hacker. Yeah. Bush Hacker. Cockman Dickman, we saw that one. Gory Butcher? The Gory Butcher? Hell yeah. I like that. The Gory Butcher. What?
We've gone through quite a few beers
today. Yeah. Hunt Capture.
He looks like he's been hunted and captured.
Yeah.
The look on his face.
Yeah.
He's just like, fuck, she got me.
Absolutely. Come on top of me. Oh my god.
I'm fucking sitting here going, cumin topamine? What the fuck?
That's a come on top of me wedding. So her last name is come on, and his last name is top of me. The come on top of me wedding. Holy shit.
Oh fuck.
Like, that is awesome. The come on top of me wedding.
Come on top of me.
Yep. I like it.
So, come on, Eileen. That reminds me of a Halloween costume I saw.
Oh, my.
Scrolling through Twitter, I see this video on Twitter of some girl wearing a black spandex onesie. She's got a name badge on, like one of those Price is Right stickers on it.
Yeah.
That says Eileen. And she's got like white spots all over her. And there's Come On Eileen playing in the background.
Oh, no. That's creative. That is a creative.
Hell, meanwhile, I'm talking about going as Patrick Starr this year.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Oh, so by the way. We have our other beer here. It is the Sam Adams Cherry Wheat.
Cherry Wheat.
Cherry Wheat.
Popped that shit
tonight. We popped that. We popped that top right off this cherry. So Trevor says he has a story
about a teddy bear.
And he says that he used to cut the holes out of the center of the bear and hump it until it got hard inside.
That explains what the fuck happened to all my teddy bears.
If I got him, that is, when was the last time he did that, Trevor? Last week.
right before the podcast.
Right, exactly. All right, so we have the Come On Top of Me wedding.
Let's just say this. This guy was so bored without us last week, and he freaking kept sending me gifts.
Yes, gifts.
And just like... Did you miss us that much? Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame them. We're pretty awesome.
Fuck yeah. Move the ear.
Let's
Long
see.
Wee Wee.
Long Wee Wee. We had that one. Looney Ward. More bacon.
Yes, please.
Yep. You definitely can't go wrong with more bacon.
Fuck no.
Dude, it says it right there.
More bacon. Yes, please.
It says yes, please.
This has the best.
The Party More wedding. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I like that.
Rump
Orphis wedding. The Rump Orphis wedding. Oh, my God, Trevor. The Rump Orphis wedding. The Speedy Zipper. The
Speedy Zipper.
Let's see.
Wait, does she just have a mustache?
It kind of looks like it. We saw that one. Crap Beer, we saw that one.
Poor Sap.
Yep. The poor sap right there. What the fuck? Dude, look at... We were just talking about that movie.
Holy... Let me ask these people real quick.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like your phones or just your internet service in general are listening to you? Like, whenever you and your friend are talking about something, then all of a sudden you're scrolling through Facebook and boom.
Mm-hmm.
There's an advertisement for that.
Oh, yeah.
Shit's freaky.
It is.
Shit is freaky. People say, oh, you know, it's stuff that you look. I'm sorry. I'm scrolling through Facebook earlier. I get to the Wish app advertisements, and there's shit on there for Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
All my friends or coworkers talk about Dragon Ball Z all the time around me.
Yeah.
I've never once looked it up.
It's crazy. You know, I don't get it. Like, I was talking to my wife about holsters one day, gun holsters. And she opens her Facebook, and immediately there's a gun holster ad.
Yep.
You know, it's like, what the fuck? You know? It's crazy. Like, I swear they listen.
Knuckin' futs.
So.
This is knuckin' futs.
All right, so let's see. On... Now, let's see if there's anything good in the music world, because you know how I love my music.
Fuck yeah.
Let's see. There were two major music awards shows this week.
Is there?
Yeah, the 2020 Billboard Latin Music Awards and the 2020 Country Music Awards.
I missed a country one.
TMT Music Awards. I don't know what the T is.
Country Music Television?
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I know. That sounds good. I like that.
All right.
I don't listen to country, so I wouldn't know anything about that.
Bing, ding, 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 ding. Bow, 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 bow.
Yeehaw! That's right. Let's see. Justin Bieber gave a moving Saturday Night Live performance.
Who?
Justin Bieber.
What is it?
The Biebs returned to Saturday Night Live for the second time this year. He was also a musical guest in February. He gave fans... two emotional performances of his songs Holy and Lonely on Saturday, October 17th. Bieber also received assists from his collaborators Chance the Rapper and Benny Blanco. Anything else? Let's see. Pop Smoke, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, return to number one on the Billboard 100. I have no idea. I have no idea. So many of these artists, I don't even know who the hell they are.
Trevor says about Justin Bieber, his holy is lonely.
I bet. You know, for being a douchebag, he gets some nice looking tail.
Yeah.
And he is a complete douchebag.
Yep.
Fucker. I don't like him.
Complete utter douchebag.
Nicki Minaj shared the first photo of her baby boy.
No one cares.
She has the coolest talking voice, though. Have you ever heard her talk?
Unfortunately.
See, I love her voice.
It's better than Cardi B's.
Oh, my God, yes.
Anything's better than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, Cardi B.
Cardi B. Let's see, what else? Anything else going on in the music world? A-list stars will come together for an Every Vote Counts, a celebration of democracy event. So, the Every Vote Counts event will air on October 29th, and the lineup will include stars including Alicia Keys, Kerry Washington, America Ferrera. They are set to host the event. Keys is also scheduled to perform. Additional performers include Shawn Mendes, Dan and Shay, and Offset, while Amy Schumer, I don't know about Amy Schumer. I'm not a huge fan of Amy Schumer. She can be a bit much.
Listen to her.
Chris Rock, Colby Smulders, Coldplay, Condoleezza Rice, Eva Longoria, Jennifer Lopez, John Kasich, Kelly Clarkson, and Leonardo DiCaprio, and more will make appearances.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. The Billboard's Latin Music Week took place from October 20th to 23rd with, I don't know how to say that name, Anuel AA. Who the fuck is that?
I have no idea. These are the Latin awards. I don't know who they are. Every
time. Jamie Foxx, Nicky Jam, Camilo.
Yep.
That's all it says, Camilo. Was that
Camilo?
I'm assuming Camilo. What's her last name? Camilo Cambello.
Yep.
I don't know how to say her last name.
Yep.
Jennifer Lopez, the one from Fifth Harmony.
Sure, yep.
You don't know who I'm talking about.
No.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me? She's, like, gorgeous.
I'm sorry, but in order for me to be a fan of yours in music, you need to be at Cabello?
Yes. Camilo Cabello.
Thank you, Trevor.
Yes. Thank you. Let's see. Who else was there? Jennifer Lopez. Pharrell Williams and more. Taylor Swift's Speak Now celebrates its 10th anniversary. Ariana Grande returned with new music. Yeah.
Yeah, she just released a new music video.
We got to check that out.
Called Positions.
Oh.
And I saw the pictures on her Instagram account, and holy shit, I had to run to the bathroom.
I bet you did. That is number one on your list.
Oh my fuck.
Let's see. Adele teased her new Saturday Night Live hosting gig. And
that's on tonight.
Yes, it is.
It is on tonight.
And that is it for your music news. And were there any news in the sports today?
Not much. I mean, right now they got the World Series going on, the fake World Series.
Who the fuck's in it?
Tampa Bay and the LA Dodgers.
Go Tampa Bay. I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely. Tampa.
Yeah, go
Let's
Tampa Bay.
Let's just say
Bay.
This. Fuck there are
Mookie Betts.
Two players on the LA Dodgers that they make, both of those two players combined, make only $2 million less than all of Tampa Bay combined.
Yeah, and there's something wrong with that.
Yep.
One of them's a complete fucking Unloyal bastard.
It still hurts.
It does, but he's an unloyal bastard.
He is a good player, but he is a bitch.
Yes, he is. There's no loyalty anymore in sports.
But I guess the biggest thing in today's headlines, there was a UFC fight today.
Oh, yeah? Who was fighting? I didn't even know about that. You're not even going to attempt the name?
It's a Russian name.
Let me see.
It's like Khabib?
Is it Yosef Strokovich?
No.
No?
It is Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov.
Fucking look at that.
Jesus.
How would you pronounce that name? Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov.
All right, Nurmagomedov.
It sounds like Missy Elliott. It's your position for it, yep.
It's your position for it,
yep.
But anyways.
If he got a big...
Yeah. He had a second round submission.
Yep.
And after that fight... With his phone.
I don't know.
After his fight, he announced his retirement.
Right after?
Right after his fight, he announced his retirement. Because earlier this year, he lost his father, who was probably one of his biggest supporters. And he said, I don't want to show up without his father there.
No, it makes sense.
Because his father was his biggest supporter.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's really no big news in the sports world today.
And that sucks, too, like when people like that lose their biggest support system. Yeah. Because if they return back to, you know what I mean, they're always going to sense that something's missing,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, like it's very slow in sports right now.
I mean, most of the sports, they're done right
what
now.
What happened last week in football?
Oh, the Patriots lost to the friggin'... I'm pretty sure we already talked about that last week.
Oh, that's right. We did it on Sunday last week.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, hey, listen, with that being said, let me...
Fuck football.
Let's get... Let's see here. We got to...
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
There you have it. Remember to like, subscribe, share. Share our podcast, share our Facebook page, share our Instagram, our Twitter, our OnlyFans. Wait, what?
Oh, shit.
Now, give us a share.
Trevor wasn't supposed to know about that.
I know. Damn it.
Now he's going to be coming all over his tummy all the time.
Right? Right? Hey, you ever heard of Superman, Trevor? When you're, is his girlfriend or wife?
What?
Is he married?
Trevor?
Yeah.
Not yet.
What? Was it?
No.
Oh, I thought it was a no, yeah.
No, it was no, not yet.
So, Trevor, if you ever hear of the Superman, it's when she's sleeping, you blow a load on her back and you put the sheet to it, and when she wakes up, it's stuck to her back like a cape. Superman.
Have you ever heard of the flashbang?
No.
It's...
Oh, God.
Because you know what flashbangs do, right?
Yeah.
They fucking blind you and they do something to your freaking ear, fucking hearing.
Yeah.
It's when you come in her eyes and then slap her ears at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Flashbang.
Oh, you know what? With that... Hey, you guys have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Make good choices. Remember, email us.
Don't flashbang your girlfriends.
Yeah, don't flashbang them. They won't appreciate it. It's kind of like the screaming seagull. You know what that is?
I'm guessing it has something to do with her ass.
No, no.
No?
When you're having sex with your girlfriend or a significant other on the beach and you pull it out, dip in the sand, and you ram it back in, and they go, ah! All right, yeah. So, hey, listen, if you have any fun stories, please, anything you want to say,
send them to
feedback,
us.
Yeah, send them to us.
Call us.
We want to hear it. Leave us voicemails. You can text our phone number.
You can text me if you're a single chick.
That's right. Yeah, if you're single and
ready to jingle
with Core Dog here, all you got to do is text a picture of yourself. And
I'm not that bad looking, am I?
No, not at all. You sure got a pretty mouth.
Fuck.
But yeah, call us. Text us 603-664-4060. Or you can email us at megabossdad@gmail.com or coredog93@gmail.com. And follow our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/megabossdad, I think. Same thing on Instagram, but yeah. And share us with friends and family. And make sure you let them know if you're sharing it that
it is not PG.
No, definitely not. But hey, you guys stay safe and make some good choices.
Yeah.
I think that's
Be kind.
Be kind and love one another.
Yeah.